SEPTA has almost completed upgrades to allow credit and debit cards to be used on all of its routes, with the most recent additions coming on regional rail. WHYY's Tom McDonald has the details.
SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer said the turnstiles along the regional rail routes can now accept everything from your Apple Watch to traditional credit cards with the e-fare upgrade.
When the occasional rider taps their contactless instrument, they're going to be charged the daily base fare for that ride. And it also depends on how far they're traveling. Remember, regional rail is different than transit. The fare structure is based on how far you travel.
That means you also have to swipe or tap out when you reach your destination so the transit agency can calculate your fare correctly. The transit agency's Tom Kelly is Senior Director of Financial Operations. He says the program has a lot of benefits.
No need to understand the SEPTA fare system. Simply tap your card, phone, or wearable device and be assured you are receiving the lowest price available for the trip. Likewise, no need for any advance purchase or registration.
The contactless payment won't work on trips to Trenton since they don't have the outgoing turnstiles installed yet. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
And if you're going to be in the car this weekend, heads up, there's going to be a lot of activity in Center City, leading to several road closures. That starts on Saturday when access to the Benjamin Franklin Parkway and Kelly Drive will be blocked until noon for the Hot Chocolate Marathon Run. Also on Saturday, nearby, Market Street will be closed between City Hall and 5th Street from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and that is for the Nationwide Day of Action rally. The weather on Saturday will be cloudy, a bit cooler, although the humidity should keep it from feeling too chilly. High 55 for your Saturday. Sunday, you're probably going to want to stay indoors. A pretty good chance of showers throughout the day. High 58, low 39. And then early next week, we're looking at highs in the upper 40s as the cool down continues.